Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it's crazy.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Laura Miller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, and she's the president of Inc. from Chase. And Laura, why don't you tell us a little, welcome, thanks again for hanging out with us on the show, and tell us a little bit about Inc. and Chase.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. And Inc. from Chase is a credit card designed for small businesses. And one of the things that's very, very important to us is just beyond, of course, the payment tool is being able to provide resources. We have a Facebook page, Inc. from Chase, which will give a lot of tips to small business owners. And we also, you know, are a part of Chase, which has 5,600 plus branches throughout the U.S.
Yep.
And, you know, houses small business consultants. So we want to be here for you and part of the journey as you go through your small business.
And they can find out more about you at Inc. Chase.com/Inc. Is that right?
Yes, and also our Facebook page is Inc. on Facebook, and we also have a Twitter, Chase
All right.
Small Biz.
All right, so check that out, folks. And recently, you, your organization and NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners, as we mentioned earlier, conducted a survey that we talked about a little bit in the previous segment about what is going on in the lives of small businesses. You ask men and women the same question, and you even went so far as to differentiate between the answers that men and women gave you. But one of the things you asked them is what are they going to do about growing their business over the next 12 months? What did they tell you?
Yeah, it's great. So this, you know, holistically speaking, and there wasn't a significant differentiation in most of this, but most plan geographical expansion during the next 12 months. So it doesn't necessarily mean global, but, you know, geographical outside of their local place, maybe more to the national.
Maybe the town next door, right? Something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And with the Internet, it's a lot easier to do that.
Right.
61% plan to increase marketing. And that was a fabulous insight because 56% of them plan to do that investing in social media outreach.
See, that tells you that those people you polled at least are seeing a little bit of a reason to invest in something for the future. Because, as you know, we've been having a tough time getting out of the blocks here, the marketplace, the economy has over the last several years. And for small business owners, over half to say that they're focusing on marketing. I'm taking that as a good sign. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I would say the headline's really about they're optimistic about the future. They want to grow. They want to expand. Mm-hmm. They want to increase marketing. And they want to have outreach to their new and existing customers. They also, about 25% of them also plan to hire during the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also, a positive trend as well.
Well, and exactly, and I noticed in your survey that most of them are planning to hire full-time people, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And what about technology? One of the things you asked them about is how they plan to use technology. And, you know, one of the things about small business owners today that wasn't the case in generations past, when we need to grow, we always had, in the past, to hire more people. Today we have options of technology, so we can blend our growth decisions between human beings, another human being, and technology. We can have a mix of that. We don't have to just hire people. What do you think,
Jim? You're absolutely right. You know, investing in technology and social media is an opportunity that didn't exist 20 years ago. In fact, you know, 20 years ago or generations ago, small businesses, both for their customers and their suppliers and vendors, really looked to, you know, how far I could drive to, right? To local people that they met with face to face. With technology, with e-commerce, which is one of the areas that small business owners can be more focused on in the future, and with mobile payment use, it really has transformed their ability to not only geographically expand, but reach potential customers, reach potential suppliers, mm-hmm. and do business through expansion. It's pretty exciting, actually.
Well, it is, and I'm very pleased to see the way small business owners are slowly but surely not only in using technology more and more. They've been doing that for a long time, but even more so now. But especially mobile, this is a big deal, Laura. You know, one of the things I say in my new book is mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. And this is something small business owners have to focus on. And you can't talk about technology without talking about mobile. What do you think?
Absolutely. If you think about, I like to think about my child. I'm sure all of your children, Jim, and grandkids. And you think about what are people learning today? It's mobile, right?
Yep.
Just from a personal perspective, what we do in our day. And these are our consumers. So
right.
Mobile is absolutely something that every small business owner has to think about being in the game for.
One of the things that you talked about, and we've got about 45 seconds, that you talked about, as you found out in your survey, was, as we mentioned in the previous segment, was how different men and women are about being concerned about you know, how things are going at home when they're at work. Women have a harder
right.
time separating themselves from home when they're at work, don't they?
Yeah, and I think that's that is, it's not even so limited to small businesses, right?
Right.
I think that's just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of being a mom too.
You know, one of the things I tell my wife is that she says, but men don't feel guilty. I said, no, we feel guilty. We just don't manufacture it.
That's
right?
A great way to put it.
Hey, give us the website again, please.
It's www.chase.com/ink.
Yep.
Or visit us on our Facebook page.
There you go. Laura Miller with Ink for Chase. Hey, Laura, come back soon. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.